This is WKAR Online. There are three races this year for spots on the Michigan Supreme Court. Two incumbents are running, and there's one open seat. The Republican and Democratic parties spend millions of dollars to get their candidates elected to the state's highest court, even though they are on the nonpartisan part of the ballot. We have more from the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta.
Three of the court's seven seats are up this year, and that means the election will decide whether the Michigan Supreme Court will continue to tilt toward the right under Republican control or shift to a Democratic majority. Relatively few people know the candidates running for Michigan's highest court, but it's not for a lack of spending by political parties. The state's Republican and Democratic parties are the main bankrollers of the Michigan Supreme Court media campaigns.
On television, the parties have put down $10 million, $5.5 million by the Democrats, $4.5 million by the Republicans.
It's Rich Robinson's job to keep track of the spending. Robinson directs the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He says the Democrats' ads have been up on TV longer since Labor Day, but Republicans have been spending at a faster rate in recent weeks. What does all that political party money pay for? Mostly ads that repeat the candidates' names and catchphrases.
Connie Kelly.
Sheila Johnson.
Bridget McCormick.
Kelly Johnson McCormick.
Judge Stephen Markman, Colleen O'Brien, and Brian Zara. Honesty and integrity on the bench.
All that does is build name identification in hopes that will stick in voters' minds when they reach the nonpartisan part of the ballot and the state's Supreme Court races. Justice Stephen Markman is an incumbent seeking re-election. Judge Colleen O'Brien hopes to fill a seat that will be open due to a retirement. Both were nominated by the Michigan Republican Party. University of Michigan Law School Dean Bridget Mary McCormick and Judge Connie Kelly were nominated by the Democrats. The two top vote-getters win the seats. In another race, there's Republican Justice Brian Zara, who is appointed by Governor Rick Snyder. He's running to finish out the final 2 years of this term. Democrats nominated Judge Sheila Johnson. There are also nominees by the Libertarian Party, the U.S. Taxpayer Party, and others on the ballot, but voters won't know who put them there because party affiliations are not listed in these ostensibly nonpartisan races. The legal community expects justices to know the law, write understandable opinions, and work to create majorities that will hand down clear rulings other judges can apply to future cases. The Supreme Court decides things like whether an accused criminal got a fair trial, whether a law complies with the state and U.S. constitutions, and complex tax and insurance questions. The court is also responsible for managing the rest of Michigan's judicial branch. The big issues raised by the political parties in these Supreme Court races have been whether the candidates sympathize with pedophiles and child abusers, and one of the candidates' willingness to represent suspected terrorists at Guantanamo. And here's something all the candidates, the Republican and Democratic ones, seem to agree on. This is not a campaign they or the voters should feel proud of, and they don't like how the media campaigns are funded.
And I think increasingly that is calling into question the integrity of the court with many citizens.
Really gives the appearance that there's an impropriety.
Even more troubling and even more disconcerting, and causes an even bigger public confidence problem.
You know that the system is not perfect.
You know, it is. It's difficult for the candidates, and it's confusing for voters.
I personally think that judges should be appointed by the governor.
That was Markman, Johnson, McCormick, O'Brien, Kelly, and Zara. Most people don't know these candidates, and Rich Robinson of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network says because most of the money in Supreme Court races is donated directly to political parties, it's not traceable. Most people can't know who's paying to put justices on the court.
You have no idea who's given $10 million plus to the political parties.
In elections, a lot of people will pay no attention to. Millions of dollars will be spent to influence how people will vote. Yet if 2012 is like other years, a quarter to a third of the people who bother to vote won't stick with their ballot down to the Supreme Court races. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.